欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。如果让你描述一样东西，比如说描述卡卡兽，你会怎么描述呢？又比如说描述你身上背的包包，你会怎么描述呢？相信你在描述的时候，你一定会说它的颜色、形状以及更多的细节。但如果对于一个 blind person， 一个没有办法看到的人来说 ，the colors that we take for granted is so hard on them。外国网友呢发起了这样一个 Twitter， 在 Twitter 上他们问到如何向一个看不见的人去描述颜色呢？有很多非常非常温馨充满诗意的回复。很多没有办法看到的人呢，通过他们的自身经历讲述了他们的朋友或是亲人向他们讲述颜色的方式。今天我们来分享一些他们的回复。 The first color is red. They had me stand outside in the sun. They told me that the heat I was feeling is redThey explained that red is the color of a burn from heat, embarrassment, or even anger. 说起红色，除了它的颜色浮现在你面前，你还会想到什么呢？这段描述当中呢，提到了 heat, 提到了 burn, 提到了 embarrassment, or even anger. 它们的意思分别是热，还有燃烧，或是尴尬，或是愤怒。当你感受到或是有过以上这些单词经验的时候，那说明呢，这个时候你所感受到的颜色它就是红色。 Let's come to the color blue. First, let's learn a word. Omnipresent. 它指的是无处不在的，遍及各处的。 They put my hands in their pool. They told me that sensation I felt while swimming, that omnipresent coolness, that's blue. Blue feels like relaxation,
放松。 Blue 呢，让人可以感觉到一种放松。
如果想听到本期节目的完整讲解以及专项练习，请微信搜索卡卡课堂，加入我们早餐英语的会员课程哦。
The next color, green. I held soft leaves and wet grass. They told me green felt like life. To this day, it is still very much my favorite color. Next is orange.They handed me a round fruit with a sweet, sweet smell and taste. This is an orange, they said. The next description is from someone who can see. He or she is trying to explain the color to someone who cannot see. The color he describes is gray. Hold his hand and leave him stranded on a lonely place. Tell him the helplessness he felt was gray, confusing, dull, and out of hand.And then the color white. Let him help someone else for change. Tell him the happiness he feels is white. Pure, innocent, and serene.
刚才我们听到了这几种颜色 red, blue, green, orange, gray, and white. 你觉得哪个颜色描述的是最好的呢？记得留言告诉我哦。